You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
All right, so we're back. We said we'd done our last regular episode of the year, and
that was bullshit.
Yeah, we lied.
Obviously. I think we knew we were lying when we said it too.
Yeah. This is the one thing we're not lying about, is the fact that we're liars.
We're like every wrestler that said they're retiring. That's horseshit. They're back all the time. 2 weeks later.
This is the final Slayer tour.
We mean it this time. Kiss farewell tour. Done. After the next 8. For real.
Someone has to kill Kiss. I'm really fucking tired of them being alive.
Hardest agree. I enjoy the shit out of Love Gun, but that's all they've given the world. Tacky caskets.
I'm not even sold on... that's the one thing that I like about Kiss, is that Dimebag liked them and that he was cool. So it's secondary. They're okay by me, I guess. I don't know.
Approval by association.
Yeah. And he's kind of pretty maligned. Even as a man who was murdered on stage, he's still like a maligned character somehow. So, yeah. Come on, Kiss. Pick up your act or fuck off. Because you've been around too long and you're not good.
Or, alternatively, go back to making disco.
Yeah, so what they did a 70s disco album.
Yep.
Okay.
I've never listened to it.
Yeah.
Because why would I ever do that to myself? I love myself. I would not do that.
You're not a masochist. That's all I need to know about it, is that it happened and I hate it.
I don't want to listen to their supposed good music. Why would I listen to that?
So the reason we're back, aside from shitting on Kiss, is to play some of our favorite songs of the year so far, because everyone else gets to do it, and yeah, we're going to. So,
You're going to get to read our list, but we want to like yell at you about it too.
Yeah, and I'm going to pick a couple of tracks that are like not so much. They probably won't appear on my list, or they might be from an EP or something that I'm like isn't going to be in my top 10 because, you know, there's too many fucking EPs and there's too many albums, let alone including EPs in, you know, your top 10. And I'm not going to be one of those assholes that goes, oh, here's my list. Oh, I couldn't narrow it down to 10. So here's 45 of my favorite fucking albums. You're like, come on, man, you've just listed everything in your fucking collection from this year.
I'm going to be that guy.
Show some restraint. What the fuck,
man? I was typing up my list before doing this and I was like, I'm just going to start at like 69.
Nice. I Yeah, I get
420 albums, 2018.
That's one way to piss me off, aside from doing anything, is to, if I've put up my top 10 albums, or you see someone that's put up top 10 albums, and then someone in the comments is like, oh, I couldn't narrow it down, so here's, like, you know, my top 23, and you're like, fuck you, narrow your shit down. Like, that's the whole point. Rules. Yeah, you just list everything you listen to in the year. That's fucking silly. No one's got time for that.
Just throw up your Bandcamp page like an adult if you're going to do that, all right? I'll just look at everything you bought.
Yeah, it's not like the bands are reading them going, oh, he left off that album that he bought. Now how will anyone know that he liked that fucking whatever record we put out in March, you know?
But see, the trick is you do your top 10, and then you have an honorable mentions list that's like 60 bands long.
Yeah, see, that's another way to... upset me.
You got honorable mentions, then the honorable mentions.
Yeah. And then
which is all the splits and EPs and demos.
Then you have an appendix and an addendum, and then you have like a secondary list and tertiary list, and yeah. It's just silly. Because we have pretty similar tastes, I thought we should try and, you know, throw in a couple of songs from other genres, or, you know, other subgenres anyway that we enjoyed. So I think we'll play a black metal track, and like this year's been fucking stunning for death metal, so we really could have just played death metal only, because that is our jam.
Literally only death metal. It would have been super easy.
Yeah. And we wouldn't even have to talk.
We just do like 4 hours. Just, hey, here's the music. Like, bye.
It would have been super easy to do that. And we're still going to play some death metal. Let's not fucking kid anyone. Let's not lie again.
Yeah. Like, let's not get crazy here.
Yeah. But we've picked, you know, Kit's picked a Killer Doom track that I hadn't heard before today. And we've got a black metal track. I think we'll do a tech death track maybe next episode. And,
A reggaeton track?
Yeah, okay. I don't I don't actually know what that is. I've seen Link post about it for like 4 years, angry as hell, anytime anyone plays reggaeton, and I don't know what it is, because
you ever listen to Bob Marley?
That's just reggae, isn't it? What's reggaeton?
I don't know what reggaeton is. I thought they were the same thing.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I just assumed it was like I thought it was an even cringier, like over the top. I'm picturing electronic reggae with like super loud bass, obnoxious, abusive Congo drums, singing about melandros and just all the just shit.
There's only two things reggae related that I am aware of, and they're Bob Marley and Skindred.
Skindred.
And that's it. As far as my knowledge extends.
About Peter Tosh, come on. that's it, I'm out. Sublime, come on, man. Sublime. Surely, you would have heard...
God, I hate Sublime. I hate Sublime so fucking much. God.
That is one way to upset Joe at any time, is to just mention that Sublime existed.
I thought they were finally over with, like, all right, I don't have to fucking hear about this band anymore. And then it's Sublime with Rome. Like, who the fuck is this idiot that they got? Get out of here. Stop.
I don't even... Is that the singer's name, or are they just, like...
I don't care that she practices Santeria, all right?
No one should. I feel like a delivery guy just pulled up at my house, so...
Is it a delivery guy or an assassin?
Scorpion. Fight. Come here! Excellent. Get over here! Excellent. Finish that! Scorpion wins. Flawless fatality.
Anyway, where were we? Shitting on Sublime.
Yeah. The only place one should be.
So, the first track I want to play is, I think, one we're both pretty keen on, and that's
Sublime track with Rome.
Smoke Two Joints by Sublime, which is probably a cover. No, it's the title track.
Any fucking head.
It's the title track from Burial Invocation's killer fucking album that came out on Dark Descent. I'm just going to say August, I think.
July.
July, yep. All right.
I just typed it like 45 minutes ago. Like, wait, I know this one.
So this is quite a long track, but it goes through a lot of fucking passages, and I don't think they really repeat the same riffs too many times. They might play the same one, you know, a couple of times, you know, verse, chorus, verse, and then a whole new section, and then
it's just off into the wilderness.
Yeah, really. It could have been maybe two or three songs from any other band. The amount of riffs in it just alone, there's enough material there to compose a fair few songs. But
yeah,
it doesn't go on too long because it's fucking crazy.
It's so adventurous. Like it doesn't stay in one spot too long. It's always changing things up, and that makes it a really interesting, quick listen.
Yeah, and I think it repeats things just enough to get you, for them to set in and be catchy and memorable, and then it also doesn't fall into the trap of repeating them too many times. It's I don't want to say it's well balanced, because when you say something, I'm sick of people saying something's really well balanced, because it makes it sound boring, and this is anything but that. This is fucking ferocious, rip your head off death metal, but it does balance all the elements that make it really well. Like, all the elements together, everything works, and it shouldn't, because it's a fucking like 13 minute insane death metal song that goes from like crypts almost level death doom through to like incantation malevolence, and then there's furious shredding, there's fucking tapping, endless tapping, there's so much tapping on this track.
Pretty little acoustic parts.
Yeah, there's just there's too much to describe in a shorter time than the song goes, so you need to hear this if you haven't. We'll play it now.
Thank you.
All right, so if you're still with us after that and you're not dead, if you're not on the ground foaming at the mouth from the amount of sheer riffage you just were pummeled by and all other types of hyperbole and whatever that I can throw at you.
Slabs. Monoliths.
Brutal monolith of, what is it? We had a full phrase that we'd set up where, like, we're not allowed to use these words in reviews anymore, and I just,
brutally
like...
Brutally monolithic slab of top-notch.
Top-notch. I fucking went out of my way when he wrote that to include all of them in one sentence and just use that for every death metal review.
Like, yes. One of these days, I'm just going to toss like slabity slab slab slab, throw that in there.
I was going to try and make a segue about this not being a slab because it's really ethereal and airy. This is
Slice.
Yeah.
Slice a slab.
This is a black metal track that came out way back in fucking January. So I think we played a track from the French band Disylum a few weeks back. And I think it's just their guitarist's side project, but it kind of sounds, it's pretty similar. It's a bit more like Alex Poolcore, which we've done a fair few tracks of now, which is Scaife type sounding psychedelic.
Scuffa.
I don't know if psychedelic's the right term for it, because it's really, like, it's more evil. Psychedelic kind of, to me, it implies, like, haha, happy hippie shit. This is, like...
Yeah, it's not that kind of weird, like, upbeat, like, let's go do drugs and listen to the song kind of thing, you know?
This is a bad trip. This is the one where you, you don't come out, you hurt yourself, and your brain is scarred. It's that kind of... I think that sound is imbued by the guitars that just have like a, I don't know, they sit above the mix a lot, and there are a lot of high register stuff that's, you know, there's not a lot of low tremolo stuff. It's all high piercing screeching notes, and they've gone for the track names of Roman numerals, sadly, but this is track one off the 3-track EP, and yeah, it came out way back in January, so I don't feel bad about putting it on here, even though I have promoted it a fair bit this year, because it was just something that just appeared out of nowhere in our inbox, and I've pretty much listened to it more than any other EP, especially for black metal this year. But if you liked Disylum that we played, or, you know, Scaife or any of those Chaos Moon, those sort of weird black metal bands, then you're going to like this Abyssal Vacuum track. And it's just, this is called I or One or whatever, Roman numerals.
Uno.
Alright, so that was Abyssal Vacuum. Next, we've got some Doom that Kit showed me today. I think, did you review this? Or I feel like someone reviewed it for the site and I sort of skipped over it because I wasn't really in a Doom mood at all this year, but
I hadn't reviewed it, but I was excited about it whenever they had announced that it was coming out, because their last EP, Weltschmerz, I don't know if I'm saying that right, probably not. I don't say anything right, but
you said it right.
It was fantastic.
This checks out. You said it correctly.
Victory.
This one's on Gilead Media. They've had a pretty big year too with Glacial Tomb, and they've had a fair few albums hit the.
Yeah, they've released a pretty wide variety of stuff too. We've had a Portrayal of Guilt just recently came out.
Yep.
I mean that album alone is all over the place, but it's fantastic. Little hardcore, screamo, some death metal.
I wasn't sure what to expect. You said Doom, and I put it on, and it starts out with like some really like not Chemist, but that sort of. I know you're a fan of newer Chemist and Spirit Adrift with their nice harmonies and
harmonized guitars.
Yeah, it's kind of uplifting in a way.
Yeah.
And then it had a bit more despair there, and then it really sails into like Funeral Doom territory almost. And there's that minimalist like middle section. Sometimes that shit can really stall the album, but that seemed to fit really well into the track. And yeah, it doesn't really get back to that airy, happy mood. It's definitely more despondent than Chemist or Spirit Adrift from then on.
But yeah,
I really liked this track. I'm gonna have to check the rest of the album out.
Across the album, they do a really good job of kind of that false sense of happiness, where it'll be kind of twinkly, like pretty harmonized guitars that sound kind of hopeful, and then just immediately crushing that out.
Yeah.
Which is super slow, low. It's great.
Yeah, so this track is called Manifestations of the Divine Root. This came out in September, so if you're an idiot like me who hasn't checked the whole thing out yet, you can only blame yourself. No, I'm just looking now. Yeah, Gilead Media had Imperial Triumphant too, and there was Mismore, however you pronounce their stupid name.
Yeah, they're Unabating Wakefulness single.
Yeah, it was
just incredible.
Mutilation Rites, people were all over that. Yep. So yeah, it's been a pretty big year for Gilead. And Yellow Eyes, they're not a band I keep track of, but I know they're fucking very popular for some reason. So
you should check them out. Rectify that.
Yeah. What are they? What do they even sound like? Are they? They're not like a Death Heaven type sound, are they?
No. It's definitely not aggressive, like that super aggressive black metal by any means.
Yeah,
but I also wouldn't exactly call it atmospheric. It's very mellow, kind of repetitive, almost atmospheric.
I think I've heard,
kind of hard to describe.
I've only heard one track, and I think that was one that someone sent in for riff of the week. One week we had a piano riff of the week, and I had to verify there was piano, so I had to listen to the whole track, and there's literally like one note in like an 8-minute track or some shit, and I'm there going, maybe they sent me the wrong link, I'm gonna have to check this one. And then there's like one piano chord struck, and then it's like, okay, that's kind of cheating here. I wanted a fucking piano riff per se, and you've just like, yeah, anyway, they probably won.
Probably.
Anyway, this is some killer doom. It's called Manifestations of the Divine Root, and it's by Fawn. We'll be right back. So that was Manifestations of the Divine Root by Fawn, and it came out in September. I'll put the link above or below or somewhere on the fucking page.
You'll find it.
Or you can just type it into Google, you know, like,
bury it in the comments.
Rely on me to do everything.
You remember little hidden things they would put in DVD menus? Like, you'd hit like off to the right? Yeah. We're going to do it like that. It's going to be hidden somewhere on the site. You've got to find it. Good luck.
Yeah, it's actually a secret track. If you rewind to the start of the podcast and then go into the negative realm before zero and hit play, you'll hear it, but it'll be reversed. So you'll have to play the podcast backwards and times 1.75 speed to hear it.
So the song is actually playing upside down.
We've put it in a hidden message, so we're probably going to get sued by the Westboro Baptist Church for it, but you know. They're suing everyone at the moment. Joke's on them. I've got no money to take, so they can pry my empty wallet from my cold, dead hands.
They probably will, honestly.
Yeah. And my hands are pretty cold today. It's not that hot here. Even though it's summer, it's supposed to be fucking red hot, and it's like 24 degrees, which doesn't mean shit to you, I just realized, because you...
Yep, nope. No, I use backwards.
Yeah, it's
backwards degrees.
it's probably about 64 furlongs per square inch in the old scale that you can understand. So I thought we could close it out today. We just had news that last year you reviewed an album by a Finnish band called... they're Finnish, aren't they? Gorfilia?
I believe so.
Their vocalist, Nemesis, he's known as. I'm not really familiar with the band members. I can't say that, but I definitely jammed the fuck out of that album. And apparently he committed suicide overnight, so I thought we could play a track of theirs from their last album as sort of a closer. Don't really know the details. It's already been edited on Metal Archive, so that's why we had trouble finding his actual name, because someone has already put him into past members, which is a kind of dedication to internet metal nerddom that I just really don't understand how people have time for, considering, as you said, the band haven't even really published it yet. Someone's already removed him from the lineup, which is fucking crazy. Wikipedia could take some lessons from that. The album from 2017, I slept on it, even though Kit was fucking raving about it, telling me how awesome it was. And I was like, yeah, I'll check it out. And I think I heard it once, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
And I'm used to people not listening to me. It's fine.
Everyone should listen to Kit more, because...
Agreed.
He's got some good recommendations, and everyone needs good recommendations. Yeah, I had a CD in my car for like 6 months. It must have been just full of all promos that I was cleaning out, and this track came on, and I had no fucking idea what it was, but it absolutely killed. I was coming home from work. I was like, what is this? And because there was no CD info on there, I couldn't tell what it was, so I tried to use that, what was it, the app called? Fucking...
Shazam.
Shazam, and yeah, obviously it has no idea about good music, so it just came up as like, no, we don't know, you're listening to bullshit.
Britney Spears. Toxic.
Yeah. Is the song playing? And then I had to like reverse engineer a way to find it, like an internet detective, McNulty style. Look at the track length, look at the number of the track, listen to all the albums that it could be, and eventually I came across it, and it was this track called Black Horns from Severed Monolith. I was like, damn it, Kit! Known all about it a year ago, but it came out on Dark Descent a little over a year ago now, and it fucking kills. Everyone should listen to it today. The album before it's quite good too. I think I picked that up. Embodiment of Death. Yeah, so I thought we could just close out playing a track of theirs today, so yeah. It didn't come out this year. Fuck you if you have a problem with it.
Yeah, we will fight you.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
we'll challenge you to Mortal Kombat.
It says here, I totally forgot, they had a split this year.
That's right.
Yes. With Undergame.
Undergame.
telling me to go buy The Fifth Element on 4K. That's what I set alarms for.
Incredible.
I've actually already been to the shop today and it wasn't out yet, even though it says it's out. So I'm like ahead of my alarm. I should make a 4K corner. Just do
you should.
The Lizard's 4K corner, and I just review whatever
shit. Do a 4K podcast.
I've actually become like a wanker connoisseur type dude. Like, I'm not a connoisseur, but like a critic. I put on the other day, I bought Bad Boys and Bad Boys 2 for no other reason than I've never owned them, and they're out on 4K. So I'm like, yeah, you know what? They're fun. I'm going to put them on.
Are they worth it? Does it look good in 4K?
No. No. See, that's where my pretentious critique...
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Damn it. I've been eyeballing them at work. Like, we have them on an end cap in an aisle, and I always pass it whenever I'm coming to and leaving work, and I'm like, Bad Boys 2-pack on 4K. I'm going to get that.
Well, the Lizard 4K corner review is that's one to miss. Not because they're shitty movies, because... They really don't. Yeah, they don't really hold up, but, you know, you can't expect anything more from a fucking Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, was it Michael Bay movie from, like, the 90s? But honestly, it looks like you could have... I can't tell any difference between putting on a Blu-ray that's been upscaled to the 4K, so I wouldn't bother with that. There's your 4K review for the week.
So, lifestyle segment.
But actually, I bought Big Lebowski as well, and maybe it's just my fucking inherent bias, but that shit looks great, and it's worth the $20 or whatever it costs for the 20th anniversary edition. This has been 4K Corner.